Now, in the case of a different kind of attack, say North Korea launches a missile against Alaska or against Okinawa, that's a different topic. And I think we've got just about every possible target against a country like North Korea mapped out where we could retaliate. And the objective would not be just to punish North Korea, but to deny them to the capability of striking out against any other targets, against Japan, against South Korea itself, against the South Korean capital, against military bases in that entire region.
But the Koreans, of course, would understand that. And so wouldn't they be likely to use what assets they had all at once simultaneously?
Absolutely. They would attack on many different fronts. If they decided to use a nuclear weapon aboard an ICBM, they would employ everyone they had, and at the same time they would use all the other assets. They would use aircraft, artillery, special operations forces sneaking in through tunnels, bring in ships and things like that. It would be a multifaceted attack, and they would go after every possible target, every American military base in South Korea, every military base in Japan,
yes,
even as far away as Alaska. And they would just do it. Plus other targets, I believe, they would go against other targets in order to create confusion. They would attack targets inside China. They would attack targets inside Russia for confusion factors, but also to deny those bases to American forces, because the North Koreans know if they initiate a first strike attack like that, then Russia, China, all those countries in that region will turn against them, and they would very likely invite American troops onto Russian soil or onto Chinese soil in order to retaliate against the North. So they would want to deny those bases to the Americans. And so I believe North Korea, if they were going to initiate a large-scale war, would not only go against the United States, South Korea, Japan, and other countries, but they would also go against China, Russia, and other so-called friendly communist countries.
I read a lot of the North Korean propaganda, and it's really scary. I mean,
sure.
The things they say is just unbelievable. They do nothing but rattle sabers, talk about nuclear warfare. Dale, in your opinion, are they crazy enough to do it?
I really don't believe it. I believe there are a lot of back channel sources open to them. If the confidence of their of friendlier countries like China and Russia ever started to turn, I think you would see more serious developments. But I really don't believe that. First of all, I don't believe they're crazy at all.
Such an attack would be viewed by many as crazy. I mean, we would obliterate North Korea, or do you think we would not? I mean, if they attack Japan, with whom we have a treaty, Okinawa, where we have a ton of assets, not to mention Alaska, in that case, there would be no choice, would there?
No, absolutely not. We would go after them with, I think we have, with every asset we have. I believe a lot of the ICBMs, the sea-launched ballistic missiles, formerly targeted towards Russia, are now targeted against targets in North Korea.
Oh,
we would immediately retaliate against them question.
I've heard we're moving a number of assets out to, is it Midway or one of those islands?
On Guam. We actually have
Guam.
The B-2 bombers on alert right now in Guam.
In fact, I think the North Koreans screamed bloody murder about the B-2s going out there.
We have. Supposedly, they're only loaded with conventional weapons, but the
do you believe
the B-2,
that?
The I think we have nuclear weapons very, very close at hand, where if the situation started to get bad, we could drop the conventional weapons and load them up with nukes very easy.
Mm-hmm. So that's the reason I said crazy. I mean, we would hit them really, really hard. We'd virtually I guess, eliminate their country. So crazy from that perspective.
I think if they were going to initiate some sort of an attack, one of the first things that they would do is disperse their government. So even if we did attack, that enough of their government would survive that even the president or a good part of the military, a good part of the government would still survive, and they would rise up out of their shelters and say, "See, I told you they were after us all the time. They're all warmongers, and something's got to be done about the United States."
Huh.